Hi, here with Christian Edwards. Mixed week for Cardiff Met, obviously through to the semi-final of the Nathaniel MG Cup, but an away loss to TNS this weekend. Just talk us through that game against TNS.
Yeah, it was an interesting game. I felt that we acquitted ourselves very well. We went with a game plan. I felt the game plan, to a large degree, was executed. If we convert our chances in the first half, you know, we're looking at probably being 2-3-0 up. And I think that everyone at TNS said exactly the same, but unfortunately we didn't. And they put us in a little bit of pressure second half, and they took their two chances that they had in the second half and put themselves in front. But we fought doggedly towards the end, got the goal back, which I felt we deserved. And to be honest, having 24 hours, 48 hours to reflect on it, probably a draw for me was a fair result.
Let's talk about the red card that happened in the game. TNS defender cleared the ball off the line with his hand when it was goal bound. He was then sent off and the penalty was given. There is arguments that the ball was already across the line. What's your opinion on it? Should it have just been given as a goal then, 11v11, or was the referee made the right decision there?
If you're following the letter of the law, then the referee's made the right decision. From our perspective, them down to 10 made it a little bit easier for us as well. However, from the angle I was at, I couldn't see it. There were too many people in front of the ball. But it's a double whammy for TNS, really. You know, they've got a man sent off and they concede the penalty. So it's tough on them. But the rules, the laws, etc. are there, and the referee's abided by them.
Well, it's bottom of the table Carmarthen this weekend. It's being broadcast live on Scorio. Give us some thoughts on this week's opponents and how they play and what threats they could pose.
I think they bring a lot of threats, Carmarthen. A Carmarthen-Cardiff Met game is always tasty, always has been. But we'll be working hard in the week to make sure that we get things right and put some key messages in place to make sure that we come back from a defeat and make it 3 points at the weekend.
Obviously had a couple of players out, like Will Fuller, out for the TNS game. Is Will Fuller available for the home game this weekend?
Yeah, we'd know for a long time that Will was going to be out on the weekend because of his commitments to the university with being student president. And it gave young Dan a chance, and I thought Dan acquitted himself very, very well. Things he had to deal with, he did very well. And he deserved that chance, Dan, because he sits on the bench every week waiting for Will. And he made his chance at the weekend, and he made it a good chance. So, Will coming back doesn't automatically give him a place in the starting lineup. We'll make a decision on Thursday when Will's back, if he's ready to play, and then we'll sit down with Dan and Will at the weekend and make a decision and the reasons why who has been picked over the other ahead of the Carmarthen game. And then we've got other players coming back to fitness, and I think only Jordan Lamb will be missing for the game.
Well, Elliot Evans and Adam Roscoe are really proven to be a dynamic duo up front now. They seem to be either scoring or assisting each other. How is it that those two are able to play so well together?
They've been together a long time. They understand each other's games, and it's no coincidence that in training they train within a certain group in training, so they're always together, understand each other's movements, particularly for Elliot, with Adam being in front of him. So he understands Adam's movement. Likewise, Adam understands Elliot's strength as well. So they're combining really well at the moment. But then you've got Chris Baker chipping in with his 3-4 goals. Charlie Corsby scored a few, so it's an all-round effort, and the boys acknowledge that. Whilst those two at the moment seem to be grabbing headlines, they're the first to admit that this is not just two boys in the team. This is a 26-man squad that we have, and each one has their value and worth within the squad.
Excellent, thank you, Christian. Hi, here with Dan Evans. Unlucky to lose 2-1 on the weekend, Dan. Of course, it was your first start of the season in the Welsh Premier League. Just talk us a bit about that game, though.
It's been a while. I haven't started in the Welsh Premier since the first appearance. It was really good. Obviously, not an easy opposition to start against, but dove straight into the deep end, and the first couple of minutes were nerve-wracking, but once you got into it, I was fine.
So what is it like then to be a second-choice goalkeeper? Obviously, there must be some frustrations, but what do you do to keep yourself motivated?
Obviously, Will's a very good goalkeeper. I think we both look at it as if we try and better each other every training session, every time we train in the week. And we always know that whoever is the better keeper will start. And, he's been exceptional all season, so I can't fault him there. So I'm always trying to... It's good that he's improving a lot this season in a way, because it keeps me chasing after that starting position, so he's better and so am I. So yeah, we're both improving, and then hopefully, as it happened, I got my chance on the weekend, and just hopefully I can do that to prove more then.
So what is your relationship like with Will? Like you said, it makes each other better, but sort of on a more personal level, like, how do you and Will get on?
Yeah, I've known Will for 3 years now. We talk a lot off the field as well. We're not just friends on the pitch, but we spend a bit of time together off the field. Obviously, he's very busy this year, SU president and all that, but Yeah, we have a laugh and all a lot of the time, and he's good to have around. He's a good guy.
So it's Carmarthen at home this weekend. Unfortunately, they are sitting at the bottom of the table. What do you know about Carmarthen, and where do you think Cardiff Met can exploit their weaknesses?
Well, I've known Carmarthen for a while. I'm only about half an hour from Carmarthen. So, I used to play against them when I'm younger. They're a very physical team, very rough team. Hopefully, we should do a job. I think it's expected for us to come out with a win, being third at the moment, actually, third in the league. But you never know in the Welsh Prem. Anyone can win a game. It's shown that this season. Everyone seemed to beat everyone so far. And I think it'll be a tough game, but we've got a lot to show. But I think we'll come out with a win, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
And obviously, we've got the Bucks game midweek, this week on Wednesday. Talk us about the Bucks League and how the Cardiff Met are faring in that league at the moment.
Yeah, we're doing well in that. And once again, it's the same as the Welsh Prem. I mean, anyone can win it. I mean, first game, we drew 3-3. Next game, we won 5-2. And then we lost 2-1. It varies. And we beat Chichester, a very tough team, away 3-0 last week. And we got Hartbury at home this Wednesday. And you really can't call it. You just got to go on your game and how you play. And the important thing that Swanee says is discipline. So I think if we keep discipline to the performance, we should come out with a win.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your time, Dan. And wish you all the best for the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you.